UN officials and global human rights organizations have criticized a US move imposing sanctions against the UN Special Rapporteur for the occupied Palestinian territories. Francesca Albanese has been critical of Israel's genocide in Gaza and has voiced support for the International Criminal Court's efforts to try Israeli leaders. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio accused her of anti-Semitism. Amnesty International called the decision a graceful affront to international justice. Well, Marco Rubio posted on X saying, "I'm imposing sanctions on UN Human Rights Council Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese for her illegitimate and shameful efforts to prompt International Criminal Court action against US and Israeli officials, companies and executives." He also said her campaign of political and economic warfare against the United States and Israel would no longer be tolerated. Well, joining us is Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territory. She's in the Slovenian capital, Ljubljana. Ms. Albanese, always a pleasure to have you with us on Al Jazeera. Thank you for your time. Firstly, your initial reaction to these sanctions, and can you talk us through exactly what they are?
I cannot, because I'm still evaluating the impact. Of course, it's... I agree, I'm happy that the Human Rights Council, members of the Human Rights Council and the Office of the High Commissioner, the UN, the human rights community has reacted, criticizing and asking for the reversal of these measures, because it's obscene, frankly. But right now, I want to remind everyone that the reason why these sanctions have been imposed is the pursuit of justice. Of course, I've been critical of Israel. It has been committing genocide and crimes against humanity and war crimes, and not because I say that. There are criminal proceedings and international Court of Justice proceedings against Israel for these crimes. Isn't it enough? And what I've exposed is that this genocide doesn't only go ahead because of the unrelinquished territorial ambitions of Israel or because of ideological affinity of some groups with what Israel is doing, but also because there are companies who are profiting from it. And excuse me, I mean, I record the offensive and rude posture that has come from some of these companies in reaction to my report, like Google. But I mean, look, I'm also a user of Google. I don't want the end of Google. I want Google to stop being, making profits by supporting a government that has killed 60,000 people, including 18,000 children. Is it too much to ask? So, of course, the sanctions are going to affect me, and they are not going to stop my quest for respect of justice and international law, as I've been mandated to do by the Human Rights Council.
A lot to pick up on from what you've said. You said that you're still evaluating the impact of the sanctions. Do you know, for example, if you will be denied visas to the US, how it's going to impact your work? You know, if you can't go to UN headquarters in New York, for example.
Well, the fact that I cannot go to the UN in New York seems to be a smaller problem than the Palestinians in Gaza being killed by something that is called the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which in fact is a death trap, which has completely obliterated the concept of humanitarian action that should have been provided by or taken by the United Nations. I mean, let's talk about serious issues. Let's talk about the fact that the genocide continues while you and I are been talking. This is what I'm worried about.
And are you worried how the sanctions might affect your work pursuing justice, trying to hold Israel and whoever is supporting Israel, whether it's the United States or these companies? How worried are you about how those sanctions will impact that work in Gaza and the West Bank?
I think it depends. It depends. This is a moment, a defining moment in history, such a turning point and moment of reckoning. So I've said these intimidation techniques remind me very much of mafia intimidation techniques. Silencing, first of all, destroying the reputation and then intimidating and then threatening anyone who dares to denounce accounts the system, the collusion between political and economic and financial interests. You know, I come from a place that has been plagued by this kind of logic, a place where judges, lawyers, activists from Peppino Impastato to Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino have been killed for their stance on the side of justice. So I know what people risk when they stand against big powers, but what I also know is lessons that come from my part of the world is that these techniques work only if they manage to silence the people. If the people stand united and denounce and push back, these sanctions will only work if people are scared and stop engaging on justice, the chilling effect. I've been told, oh, don't talk about the ICC. 30 minutes later, I was expressing my solidarity with the ICC. Why? Because the ICC is doing the right thing. It's investigating war crimes and crimes against humanity and should have started before. We probably wouldn't be where we are today. Together, we can stop this disgrace, but we need to awaken and stand united against it.
That is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese. Thank you so much for joining us today to talk about what's going on personally and professionally with you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.